Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
You on the radio, yeah.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. This is my, hopefully my last show here that we're doing in the podcast version in our temporary studios. We should have our new ones up and running for next week, so I'm super excited about that. This is actually not Around the House. This is our Around the Toolbox special. This is where we talk about for the trades and everything else each and every week in a short little podcast that we try to keep under 10 minutes. Well, this one here I wanted to remind everybody about. We might have talked about it last year, but this is a good one. It's funny here in Portland. As soon as we see that we have snow in the forecast, everyone here freaks the hell out. They lose their shit. They do. It's crazy. I don't understand why, but it's probably because we just don't get that much snow, and each city doesn't have that many snowplows, so unfortunately, here in Portland, people just can't react correctly, and there's a lot of people here. When we don't get snow every year, we might get snow every 2 or 3 years, it's measurable. People just aren't that experienced driving in snow, or even ice. You know, we have a lot more ice storms here than we do snow. But here's what happens. As soon as you see a little whiff of snow, even in the forecast, school districts are already planning on canceling school, everything else, and it throws everything sideways. 1 inch of snow can shut the city down. Now, here's the thing. If you have a business, what is your snow or inclement weather plan? If you're a heating and air conditioning company, or a flooring company, or a contractor, what do you do when the schools are closed, but you have clients expecting to come in, and you have clients expecting you to be at their job site? What is the plan? Do you have, you know, when you're quoting out a project, have you had that discussion with your client that, you know, you're on the steep hill, that road's probably going to be closed before we get there? So you might want to have that conversation with that client dealing with snow, dealing with weather. That way, when you send out that email at 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning saying our crew's not going to be there, everyone knows what to expect. Now, if you're a retailer in the home improvement industry, are you going to close your showroom down? Did you schedule that day three people that are single parents, that have kids that are going to be home, and you have no one in to cover it? Or maybe someone that has no experience driving in the snow and maybe isn't going to show up if you're going to stay open? So think about this. This is one of those things that I always recommend. Create a snow day or inclement weather ban. In the northern states, I'm going to call it the snow day. Maybe it's a hurricane plan. Maybe it's whatever you're dealing with. Maybe it's windstorms. Whatever you deal with in inclement weather in your area. I don't care if it's a dust storm, sandstorm, whatever. Whatever tends to shut schools down in your area, how do you deal with that on a business day? What is your plan for that? You know, maybe you've got a crew that, they love their 4x4s or SUVs, and you know that they've been used to, maybe they grew up in the Midwest or whatever. They live close. They know how to get there. It's what news organizations do. Heck, if you see snow coming in on some radio and TV stations, they put their morning crew up close in a hotel, and they've got somebody that's going to come over and pick them up at the hotel in one location. That's how the news people do it. What is your plan for your business to deal with that? That way, that Wednesday or Thursday morning, you're not scrambling to get your crews out, and you have a solid plan that maybe the night before you could already have it close to implemented. And if it doesn't happen, you still have people there in the morning and everything works out well. Because as with weather, it never works out maybe the way you think it's going to. So what is your plan for inclement weather? Do you have extra, you know, snacks and food there? What are you going to do when people are so busy that and they're stuck at work? What's your plan to keep the morale up? What's your plan to keep everything going and keep everybody warm? That plan can make or break your business during the week when things are supposed to be out there making money. And that way you can keep the cash flow moving. And more importantly, your customers happy and your clients happy, and everything else is going to work out really well. For all you people out there, they're going to be, you know, if you're in building industry trades, which is what this little podcast is for, make sure if you're heading down to the Kitchen of Bath Show or the International Builder Show in Vegas here in a couple weeks, make sure you stop by and say hi. I'm going to be over most of the time in the high performance building zone in the North Hall. And what that is we have tons of classes over there that are free. You just walk right into these classes and you can take a look. They'll scan you when you come in on your badge, but you can come in and hear tons of different topics. I've got about, I think, 7 seminars I'm teaching over there, including one for the NKBA on the other side of the building, which will be about virtual reality design, which is going to be a ton of fun. But these are things that you can see, you know, as far as what you're going to do in the future with new products, new systems, and back to basics on everything from ventilation to dealing with windows and doors. All that stuff will be in this high performance building zone. So come over and say hi. I'll be over there a lot, except for some other meetings and podcasts I'm doing over there. It's going to be a lot of fun. So come over and say hi to me over there. And then couple weeks later, I'm going to be at Boston for the NRLA, which is the Northeastern Retail Lumber Association, their Lumber Building Materials Expo. I'll be in Boston that week, so come in and say hi to that. And then in early March, you're going to catch me out at the, this is going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to be over at the Ideas Show, which is in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania in March. So come over and say hi, Pennsylvania, if you're hanging out over there. I'll be in that show giving seminars and having a great time as well. So let's keep in touch, everybody. Message me over on Facebook, Around the House with Eric G. If you got any questions for the show, feel free to throw them over there. If you've got questions for Around the Toolbox, I'd love to hear them. Go ahead and message me there as well. All right, everybody, have a great week. And if you're in the Northwest here, it looks like we got snow coming up next week. So this one is important for you. What's your plan for the big snowstorm that could be coming in? I want to hear it. And let me know afterwards how it worked out for you. And then also check me out on LinkedIn. You know, you can catch me over there as well. I'm easy to find. So let's see those business people over there saying hi on LinkedIn. All right, everybody, have a great week. I'll see you on Saturday.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.